Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Since it is Monday,
it's Motivation Monday.
What gets you out of that bed in the morning?
What made you wake up?
Smell of coffee.
Coffee smells pretty good.
Smell the coffee.
Time to motivate. Let's blow some minds here.
Get motivated?
All right, what's my motivation?
To get motivated.
You're going to have a great week.
Here's to a great week.
Not without my friend.
Mr. Coffee.
Mr. Coffee.
I'll get you some coffee.
That's what I'm talking about. Showtime.
All right. Monday morning. Kicking off a brand new work week.
Yes, it is.
The final week of October.
Yeah,
and fall is upon us.
And how long is Halloween now? Halloween has been going on for a month.
I have no idea.
And it's not even Halloween yet.
The party started and
Oh my gosh.
Although we've not had any trick-or-treaters.
No, but yeah, it seems like it's been going on for a month. I don't know, because there's something going on at Ethan's school, I'm sure. There's trunk-or-treats here and there and everywhere.
And the big fall festival.
Yeah, and all the Halloween parties were this past weekend. And yeah, so it's fine. Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Okay.
Wrap it up, people.
It is 6:06, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our executive producer, Morty. You can score free Wham starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Local money, local winners for 10 hours.
Yeah.
8 to 5 all day. So make sure you're listening for that. Weather-wise, sunshine going to be cool today and tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, mid-60s. Tomorrow, only 59 outside right now. So.
It's freezing.
It is freezing. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
A piece of clothing, and it sold for $334,000. I'll tell you whose it was.
All right. More on that and other stories after Murray had One Night in Bangkok.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Felicity Huffman was released from prison on Friday, which was a few days early. Yeah. Apparently.
Good behavior?
Well, no. This prison has a policy of letting people out on Fridays if they're scheduled to be released over the weekend.
Oh,
so maybe
okay.
It's just, it's a government thing, Mike. You know what? They don't want to open the doors on the weekend. Why? Why? Come on. I don't want to go in to let her out. So, yeah, she got out on Friday.
Wow.
Elton John canceled the show in Indianapolis because he was, and I quote, extremely unwell. So he is going to make that date up early next year. Hopefully he's okay. He's got a few more dates. Kanye West says he's, quote, unquestionably, undoubtedly, the greatest human artist of all time.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's very honest, isn't he? Yeah.
I'm glad he told us.
I know.
Because I was
really?
Jury was still out.
Yeah, putting him behind pretty much every other human artist ever, including
that
the
surprise
elephant.
Surprise album that he dropped on Friday.
Yeah, that's his Christian album.
Yeah, it was like he took his old album and just read Bible quotes.
Well, he's going to clean up his old albums. He's going to change those and do them and make them, I'm not joking, make them G versions, G-rated versions. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Good for him.
Yeah, I'd rather watch the elephant paint with its trunk.
The Jesus.
God. Yes, the Yeezus. And it's olive green. It's a blend of acrylic, mohair, lycra. Five buttons. Actually, one button's missing. Two pockets. Got a burn hole in it and some discoloration on it. It's sold for $334,000. It's Kurt Cobain's unwashed, unplugged sweater. It's sold at auction for $334,000. Originally sold, first auction out, about $167,000. Pretty much doubled the money on that one. So, yeah, that sweater that you all know and love from Unplugged that he wore constantly.
Yeah.
That sweater, $334,000.
That's kind of awesome.
It is awesome.
For me, I think it's awesome.
I think it's really cool. It's probably one of the most iconic, you know, pieces of clothing, at least in the last 30 years.
Yeah. They said it was that or his Smells Like Teen Spirit striped shirt, which no one knows where it is.
Yeah.
They said some janitor might have taken it.
I know. This was actually given to like a friend of his and Courtney's. So, the nanny, I think it was their nanny.
Smelled pretty ripe, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. It was unwashed. Yeah, it was absolutely.
Hey, by the way, KKLZ Steinberg Diagnostic going pink. final week of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
Back KKLZ giving you a chance to win dinner for two at Rodizio Grill. Do this. Just send us a picture of yourself wearing pink, you know, all month long. Real men do wear pink.
Yes, they do. And they
look
good in it.
Nice picture of myself, Morty, Larry Martino.
I love a man in pink. I think it looks really good.
So, and by the way, when you're on the website, you can check out all the Steinberg Diagnostic locations. They've decorated their locations in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So if you want to check that out, and a chance to win dinner for two at Rodizio Grill just for support.
Nice.
A Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. You know what, Carla? We forgot to mention that it's National Chocolate Day today.
It is Chocolate Day today. National Chocolate Day.
National Chocolate Day today. And it seems like chocolate makes everything taste better.
Yeah, it does. Yes.
What is the wildest, wackiest thing you've ever dipped in chocolate to eat? To eat. Yeah. I know, like strawberries, chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah, potato chips are good too. They even sell those chocolate covered potato chips.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're really good. Well, if you like the sweet and salty thing, yeah, mm-hmm. like chocolate covered pretzels. Those okay. are awesome. Those are really good.
What about popcorn?
Yeah, I've had that too. That's good. Yeah. They even do a white chocolate version of that for the Mortys. White chocolate, they'll drizzle like strawberry on it, too.
Yeah, I hate to rub it in. Morty, if people don't know, Morty is allergic, like definitely allergic to chocolate. So you can't have any form of chocolate.
No.
No, I know.
I know Carla off the air had mentioned white chocolate, but...
But it's not really chocolate.
No.
But honestly, I don't even, like, toy with that.
I understand. Why would you?
Why would you tempt?
Yeah, I know.
The fact that you could die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know.
Anybody else listening up this morning?
See if it still happens.
What is the wildest, weirdest, wackiest thing you've ever dipped in chocolate to eat?
Yeah, there are things out there that are so weird.
Get up, get up.
Good morning, everybody.
Wake me up.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
We are celebrating National Chocolate Day today.
Yes.
So we wanted to know, because everything tastes better with chocolate on it and looks better. What's the weirdest, wildest, wackiest thing you've ever dipped in chocolate?
We have some...
And put it in your mouth.
Yeah, well, this isn't bad. Amy said French fries covered in chocolate. Really, really good, I would imagine. Again, it's the sweet and salty thing.
People dip their... Fries
in it, right?
So.
Yep, that's a big thing. I know your daughter did that, didn't she? Yeah, I know tons of friends who still do that. Chocolate covered roasted garlic. Whoa! But that would sure counteract.
Yeah.
Russ said chocolate covered pickles. Whoa, okay. But again, it's that sweet, salty thing. So, okay, I mean, I get that.
All right.
I get that.
Mary Claire, what about you?
I have eaten a chocolate-covered scorpion.
Oh, God. We had gone
to this little shop, not sure where it was, but they had chocolate-covered scorpions, they had chocolate-covered crickets, they had earthworms, so we got a couple scorpions, we ate them, they're crunchy.
Yeah.
Tastes a little like chocolate, but pretty crunchy.
Well, I mean, if you dip anything in chocolate, it's going to taste like chocolate.
Uh-huh.
But, and as much as I love chocolate, I just can't. The thought of eating bugs, and I know it's a big delicacy and all that.
Right.
I just can't get that out of my, I can't. Dip a strawberry in there. That's fine. Any fruit, I'll do it. But bugs?
Steve, what about you?
It was at a Halloween party.
Of course.
And it looked like it was just a fresh tray of chocolates being put out.
Oh.
And here it was chocolate-covered cockroaches and ants.
Oh, see?
And it was dark chocolate, so you really couldn't tell. It looked like it was just a big blob of chocolate on a tray.
What?
And then all of a sudden, I crunched into one, and it's like, everybody says, you just ate a cockroach and ant. No. I lost my lunch.
And do you just put that out without telling people?
But on the flip side, there's always someone right there to tell you what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Guess what you just ate.
I know. What? Good God.
Because we're so stupid when it comes to chocolate, we think everything's going to be better.
Well, apparently it is, Mike.
Maybe we're the stupid ones.
Scorpion, but it tasted like chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course it did. Oh, my God.
A few more people texting in about National Chocolate Day. Just wanted to know the weirdest, wildest, wackiest stuff you've ever dipped in chocolate to eat.
Carrie says, I made chocolate-covered Cheetos once. In theory, they should have been delicious. You take two delicious things, combine them, the end result should be equally delicious.
Should be.
Wrong. Not good at all. And I wasn't even pregnant, she says.
Oh, so. Okay.
Wrong.
Linda says, good morning. And right off the bat, I acknowledge this is a family show. I dipped my husband in chocolate. What? I had to ask. I said, wait. All of him? She said, well, it spilled over. So,
okay.
So you accidentally did it, didn't you? Somebody else mentioned... You know, I mentioned the chocolate-covered garlic. Somebody did roasted garlic. Well, they said, yes, chocolate garlic cake. It's fantastic. Now I'm Italian. We've never, in case you didn't know, I've never, ever had any chocolate with garlic in any way.
Never thought about it?
No, I've never thought about it at all. No. But I'm sure it would go down a lot easier, but wow.
Okay.
Ooh, that's
well, something
rough.
New for you then. You know,
maybe I'll try that as an Italian woman.
Think about that. Next time you have a family gathering.
Yes, and if I never want to date again, yeah, that should be fun.
I won't ever shave or dip garlic in chocolate. How about that? John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. You can score free Wham from 8 to 5 each weekday. Your first chance to win, of course. Coming up in less than an hour, we'll have some free Wham for you. Walking around money.
Excellent.
Local winners all day long. This is money that you should be able to spend on yourself.
Yes, that's right.
Details on Wham coming up in just a couple of minutes. After this horrific football weekend... I checked. Oh, it's just awful. Well, you saw my post on Facebook.
I
can only imagine.
You've changed teams now several times, huh?
Yes. In fact, two or three times during one game.
Let's see how my Packers do. Let's see how my, what else did
well,
you
right
have?
Well, right now you're
Chiefs,
a Packers fan, right?
Yes.
You're stuck on Packers?
I was Packers, and I went, here's the thing, I thought, after watching my Bears lose such an idiotic game.
Yeah.
I said, if they don't deserve my support.
Is that it? You're pulling it?
I want to root for a team that has earned it, that you know, that wants it.
Right.
And deserves it.
So you're pulling all of your support for the Bears?
Yes,
now?
I am, until they turn it around.
They don't deserve my support until they start acting like football players. They are not getting my support.
They're not. I'm sorry. You know what? It's like I said. You fire the. I don't need the coach or the quarterback or the kicker or the GM to lose like that. I could lose with regular people like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could. You know. That's when I start thinking. Well, though they didn't lose it, that was a close game, of course. But put in some. Put in some. Let them start playing other positions. You know, like they do in baseball. Let them start playing.
Yes.
That was a close game, though. But I mean,
they did lose.
Yeah, I know they did.
But it was like 1 point. Though,
but if,
right?
Yeah, it was only.
It doesn't matter,
yeah.
Morty. It doesn't matter.
More, you know, if you're getting. I always think in football too. Just let them play something else.
Yeah, yesterday I wanted to text Mike, but my phone was like out of arm's reach, and
so,
I was too lazy to get it.
Up? Sure.
But there was a point in the game where there was like. They had third down, and they let the clock just die out to 1 second. They're like, okay, but they're going to kick it.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? I said, Mike's got to be furious right now.
Why?
And then the entire Soldier Field just booed them.
Why are you sitting on 40, not to get too sportsy.
Well.
But why wouldn't you try to get closer when kicking seems to be a problem with this team? Why wouldn't you try and get closer when you have the timeout? Just try and get a little bit closer for the kicker's sake, who's already missed one from 33 yards. No, let's make him kick a winning field goal from 44.
You guys have a little bit of a problem, I think, with kickers over the last couple of years. You really have.
I went back to our poll. Which team sucks the best?
The Bears.
56%. Pittsburgh, who I might be a fan of tonight.
Oh, man.
28%. And your Lions, who won.
I know it. I know.
They only suck 16%.
Okay. Yeah. We have a much better team than the way we've been playing. But this last weekend, we had a nice one.
Stafford was good.
Yeah, I know.
Last night.
Speaking of earning
Wait till next game.
Jeez, how about earning your pay, Stafford?
It's going to be nice and cool today. Plenty of sunshine. High of only 60 today. 65 the high tomorrow, 59 now. Just a few things we think you should know. We'll do that after Aerosmith. Dream on.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It's called the Candy Store, and they've gathered 12 years of data for the map of this year's most popular Halloween candy in the U.S. The most popular candy in Nevada. Boy, we are basic biatches. Candy corn.
No.
Candy corn. That is the number one candy in the state of Nevada. Followed by Hershey's Kisses and Tootsie Pops.
Ugh.
Next door in California, it's Skittles. That's their number one. I know. It candy corn? Could we be more basic? Oh, my God. That's just frightening.
It's the worst candy ever.
I agree.
Who would vote for candy corn?
Yeah, and that's 12 years of data that they've pulled together to do this at every state. It's pretty interesting.
Wow.
It really is.
I'm working on a big study.
I know. That's exactly what they've done.
Should
and
be
let
done
me show
in a couple
you.
Of years.
Yeah. They have put some time and effort into this. I'll
a
bring
12-year
up the,
study.
Yeah. None of them. Let me see here. Mike, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin. Yeah, it's all Illinois. It's Kit Kat. That's the number one.
Okay.
There you go.
That seems more normal.
Morty in Hawaii.
Oh, it's probably some.
It's Skittles. Number
what?
One. Skittles.
Oh,
that's the number one candy.
Taste the rainbow.
In Hawaii. Yeah.
Again,
well,
I'm still amazed it took 12 years to collect all this data.
I know it.
And somebody got a grant to do it, probably.
Yeah. No, they do it on their own.
Okay.
They do it on their own.
I see.
But
okay.
Yes, I know. Toyota, developing a car that runs on converted cow poop, uses a fuel stack to convert the liquefied hydrogen into electricity.
Oh.
That hydrogen comes from cow poop.
Wow.
So it's called it's an MIRAI, the Mirai. It's expected to go on sale in 2021. So there you go.
Well, that's great for states like Nebraska and Oklahoma.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, Wisconsin.
Hopefully they'll sell that cow poop.
Oh.
And you know, we'll all be able to drive a poop car.
So right now, we need to invest in cows.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
What is happening to
yes,
our world?
Yes, exactly. And Pricewaterhouse says the average person now will spend about $1,284 on holiday presents this year. That's up almost 3% from last year. People will do most of their holiday shopping on their smartphones or on a computer. That's about 54%, 46% will do it in a store. Boy, less than half of the people go into stores now, and I still like going to stores.
So do I.
I know you do on the 23rd.
Yes,
you are
23rd,
in the store, 24th.
Pretty I
much.
Love the hustle and the bustle.
Yes, and the, crap, what am I going to get?
I really
yes.
do. I just love it.
So there you go, and it's time, because between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, not a lot of time. So get that Christmas shopping started now.
All right. Hey, by the way, we have another Central Assert survey for you.
Yes, we do.
It's
yes,
been a while
do.
Since Carla has gone into character as Kathleen Paluski.
See how
to
this
dial
goes.
An unsuspecting listener
yes.
to give a senseless survey. We'll do that in about 10, 15 minutes. Philip Bailey with Phil Collins, who, by the way, was just here in town and
yes.
blew everybody away again.
Yeah. Everybody wonders because, you know, they have to walk him out. He's not in real good physical shape, but killed it again. I had a good friend who went and said, oh my Lord, he was good.
Everybody says the same thing when he walks out or they walk him out. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he starts singing and talking to the audience and everything. And, and everybody's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
The reviews for his concerts are over the top.
Really good. He sounds great. And he's funny. He's so funny.
Okay. 7:26. It's time for another senseless survey. Carla, we're calling a listener by the name of Tiffany this morning.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get through five or six questions here this morning.
Hello.
Hello, this is Kathleen Paluski. I'm calling from the Nevada Bureau of Senseless Surveys. Are you available for a short survey this morning?
Sure, why not?
Okay, how many people in your household?
Two.
Would you support a 4-day work week?
Absolutely.
Do you
be better?
Yeah, it would be better, wouldn't it? You don't have to do any commentary. We'll just move on with the questions. Okay. Do you have one or more credit card?
More.
Okay. When you get up out of bed, should that count as one sit-up?
Sure, in my husband's world, yes.
If your son becomes a priest, would you then call him father?
Okay, that's weird. I have to go to work now, but thanks so much for playing. Have a great day.
Could we just do one more question before we go, just to finish?
Really not.
Wow! Lady, come on!
Thought you were going to be able to go farther.
I know it!
You still had a couple of more
questions
to go.
Come on! Didn't even get to the good one.
Wow. All right, we'll call Tiffany back here to make sure we're all good. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we have to call Tiff back because...
I know.
She hung up on us.
Yes,
but
she did.
We don't want her to be mad at us.
No.
Do you call your son father?
What? Hello?
Hey, Tiff, this is the Mike and Carla Morning Show on KKLZ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you just take a survey?
I did.
Kind of. Not really, but sort of. This is Carla, Tiffany, and we were just kind of having some fun with you.
That's our senseless survey, Carla, as Kathleen Paluski.
Yes.
Good job, Carla. I listen to you guys all the time. That was weird. That's such a weird question. Call my son father. That is just gross.
By the way,
come on.
After you hung up, she goes, I didn't even get to the weird question.
Yes.
No, that one didn't.
What was the next question?
What did I miss?
I don't want to give it away. I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to give it away.
And everybody else is going to go, you got to be kidding.
What? No. Yeah, no, because I'll be using that on somebody else.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, save that one for later. You guys are better than a cup of coffee in the morning. Come on.
Thank you for being such a good sport. Hang on the line because I want to hear the question,
okay.
too.
Okay.
It's time to win some whale on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Awesome! Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, it's your first chance to win a little wham money. The wham code word this hour is fall.
Fall, F-A-L-L, fall.
Feels like it today, too. Text FALL to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app. Once again, this hour's wham word, FALL. Spell it correctly. Make sure you get it out there before 8:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. One more time, this hour's wham code word is FALL. Good luck.
Handing out $100 bills all day long. Grab your share of the wham. Walking around money where you can treat yourself to lunch, a movie, a massage, whatever the case.
Yes.
It's all about you. Win $100, and of course, then you qualify for the $5,000 we're giving away from Dollar Loan Center. And that is the grand prize that we will announce the winner at the end of the contest. So you still have a few minutes to enter the word fall. F-A-L-L, fall. Text it to 59457 or enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com.
I think there are ghosts in our studio today. Everything's like freezing up and stopping and starting and hot.
I thought you stopped that for effect.
No, I didn't. I did not.
I just kept talking.
And it
started at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
When I said, what were you playing?
I know. All of a sudden there's a song playing. Nothing's up on my computer to play that song. My controls are out. I can't control anything on my side.
So I played it back for Carla. She goes,
no, it's like, where did that even come from?
I have no idea. It's that weak.
I'm scared now.
Just waiting for an email from Joe.
A cat?
Canceling the meeting.
Oh, remember? Okay. Yeah, we lost our digital director a couple of years ago, Joe Sacco, who was such a great friend to us all. And he used to set up meetings, and then it was about a year ago.
Yeah.
that I got a meeting cancellation notice. And I asked everybody, is the meeting canceled today? No, it's not canceled. I said, I got a message from Joe. I literally got an email from Joe canceling the message or canceling the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird. And I took a picture of it. I think I still have it. Yeah.
And you sent it down to corporate to our good friend Ron.
Yes.
Said, how would this even happen? He goes, I don't know.
Yes. So I don't like that music here.
It's already started.
And then you bring me, I got to post a picture. You bring me these, I don't even know what
they're sugar cookies from our sales friend.
They're frightening. I can't look at it, let alone eat it.
I gave Carla the finger.
You gave me the finger, and I'm going to show everybody. I'm going to post it on our Facebook page. It's awful.
All right.
Awful.
Carla will have another take on some entertainment news. Do that after REO.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Joker earned another $18.9 million at the box office this weekend. It retook the number one spot. It is now the highest grossing R-rated movie with $849 million so far. Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it. It's not a movie I'm going to rush to see. I'd like to see it, but I have to be in the mindset.
Oh, okay.
You know, have you, Mike? Have you seen it yet?
No, it's not one of those that I would rush to go see.
I don't think Morty's seen it yet either, which is odd.
Wow.
Bret Michaels is releasing a new book in early 2020. It's called Bret Michaels Autobiography Pictures and Stories, Volume 1. The book will contain never-before-seen pictures, stories that he hasn't told before. He says it's all part of what I told people is coming, giving them an inside look into what I go through and what it takes to get to be able to go out there and play music. Now, all those incredible highs and low points in his life, he says. Now he's also going on tour, but he's not coming here. The closest you can see him is in Reno on November 24th or Temecula, California, November 30th. He's kind of going to kind of different places than he's played that last time around a couple of years ago. Wow. So
some of those towns where they don't get to see him.
That's exactly it. That is exactly
lucky
it.
Lucky people.
I know. That's right. The Poison fans. And Stevie Nicks.
You know what? I'm serious.
I am.
The story is posted on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I love some of the comments. Who cares?
Yeah, I know. People, really, then don't go. Jeez.
I'm so tempted to put, this is the most awesome news I've ever heard. I can't wait to read it.
Exactly. Jeez, people. It's not Journey anymore. Oh, shut up. When is that going to stop? Jeez.
It's not like you're a Bear fan.
The Doobie Brothers might go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Which version?
Yeah.
Who are the Doobie Brothers, man? It's not even the... Okay. All right.
All of them.
All right, Debbie Downer. God. But Stevie Nicks, she told Rolling Stone magazine in a recent interview, guess what holiday is her favorite, Mike?
Oh, really?
Yep, Halloween. Okay. She says, Halloween is my favorite day, and I never have to wonder what I'm going to be for Halloween. I'm going to be a witch, of course. I just wear my Stevie Nicks clothes.
Her black veil and
cape. I love her. Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
A little look at your trash this morning. How about that?
Carla, I play this for you because I think you'll get a kick out of this. These are parents. They're in England, and they're telling their daughter that she's going to be a big sister.
Okay.
Now, she's about 10 or 11 years old, and the news really doesn't sit well with her. But listen to why it doesn't sit well with her. Listen to the parents telling her that she's going to be a big sister, and listen to her reaction.
You're going to be a big sister.
Really?
I've got a baby in my belly.
Serious? Do you have sex? Do you have sex?
And ages ago.
When you went away.
Oh, you had sex.
Is it good news?
You're going to be a big sister. We're having a baby.
Oh, really?
Is that good?
Really?
Oh, my God.
So you had
sex? Yeah.
She's more appalled by the fact
Oh, that's really funny. Oh, my gosh. Smart kid.
Yeah.
Smart kid.
So what you're telling me is you had sex.
Ew. Ew. and ew. Oh, that's so funny.
But you're going to be a big sister.
Oh, gosh.
You're going to be a big sister.
You had sex.
Really? What? Then I've got a baby in my belt.
Seriously.
When you were away.
Never. Well, just when you were gone.
That makes a difference. Gosh, thank you, Dad. Now I feel so much better.
Okay. All righty.
Oh, jeez. Hey, we have those tickets for Paula Abdul to give away. Such a great show. A lot of fun. So we have those tickets to give away. We'll do that in about 10, 15 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning radio will never be the same.
It's back in minutes on 96.3 AKLZ.
All right, all this week we have those tickets for Paula Abdul. We love this woman.
We do.
She's awesome.
Yes, she is.
And we had such a good time with her when she checked into town, had her on the phone. This is her Forever Your Girl tour over at the Flamingo, Las Vegas.
Right.
Which runs now through January. Tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet.
My computer is doing the weirdest things. Please forgive me, people. I'm sitting here not touching anything.
And I'm not looking at you.
Look. It's like flashing.
It has a mind of its own.
It's scaring me.
All right, so we're going to play a round of Pyramid. Mike and Carlos Pyramid, just like on the game show TV show.
Right.
We'll have a category, name you a few things out of that category. You simply tell us the category. 702-739-9636. Get through news and weather. Take the phone lines off hold. And after that, look for caller number 9 to win tickets for Paula Abdul. Good luck. Carla, we have Georgia on the phone. She already knows how to play the game. So, Georgia, 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Category number 1.
Fred Astaire. Gene Kelly.
Dancer.
Yes.
Number 2.
Newman. McCartney. Simon.
Paul.
Yes.
All right. Paul. Number 3.
Lassie. Rin Tin Tin.
Dog.
Snoopy. Yes. Those are the famous dogs. Yes. But we know Paula has, she travels with her dogs. Yes. She
with
does.
Her little pet dogs.
Yes. And you asked her if she dressed them up and she laughed at you, Mike, and said, no, I only paint their toenails. I don't dress them
don't
up.
Don't be crazy.
Jeez.
You know, I have to admit, Georgia, you played very well because
you did.
When you said Newman, I thought you were going to go Seinfeld characters.
Oh, yeah.
I never even thought Paul.
Well, you always think I'm going to zig and I zag, Mike.
You do. All right. The important thing is, Georgia, you have the tickets to go see Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl, inside the showroom, Flamingo, Las Vegas, during her run now through January. These are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. By the way, for anybody else who couldn't get through, you have a second chance to win, and you can do that right now. Just register on the KKLZ website at 96.3KKLZ.com. So, Georgia, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Always.
Lisa Foster in Boulder City got the call from Morty telling her she won $100.
Woo!
Hey, congratulations. What are you going to do with the money?
No, I don't know. Groceries?
That's what you do with Wham. Spend it on yourself or help out at home.
Yeah.
Groceries, pay a bill. It doesn't matter. $100, $100.
It's your walking around money.
So, Lisa is now qualified for that $5,000 grand prize.
Cool.
You can imagine what she could do with $5,000.
Yes.
Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center, your next chance to win, that's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. In fact, after Prince and Let's Go Crazy.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. It's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. The Wham code word this hour is leaves.
Leaves, L-E-A-V-E-S, leaves.
That is the word you need to text right now to 59457. The word again, leaves. Text it to 59457 or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app. Once again, this hour's Wham word, leaves. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 9:15 for your chance to put $100 bucks in your pocket and qualify for that $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, leaves. Good luck.
The Wham code word this hour is leaves. L-E-A-V-E-S, leaves. Just text that word to 59457. Once again, another hour of giving away some Wham walking around money. 100 bucks that could qualify you for the $5,000 grand prize that we have courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. So either text the word leaves to 59457 through the app or on our website at 963kklz.com. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. Weird, wild, wacky stories, things falling from the sky. More on that in the other news coming up after Foreigner.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A car thief in North Carolina tried hiding from cops in a dumpster.
Okay.
Then he thought he'd be real sneaky and switch over to a porta potty.
Yeah.
They wound up finding him anyway, and he was arrested. There were no trees around or building or
anything but a porta potty. Oh, man.
And a dumpster.
Yeah. Which is worse, right?
I don't know. Pick your poison. Yeah. It's kind of a weird story out of Michigan. A small satellite from Samsung fell out of the sky and crashed in this woman's yard. Here she is talking about it.
Never know what's going to happen. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard. Thank God there's no horses out or it didn't hit the house. And it's still going and flashing.
Kathleen Peluski right there. Wow.
I was thinking a sister or a distant relative.
Right, I know. Sister Mary Carol. Wow. Okay.
You'll never know what's going to happen. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard.
I love how she turns into a hipster there. Yeah. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard.
Thank God there's no horses out or it didn't hit the house.
Sure. Yeah, you darn right. Right, Sister Mary Carol. Oh, my God.
And very calm about the whole thing.
I know. It's a satellite. Jeez.
It's still spinning. It's flashing.
Okay. Huh.
Well,
I love
thank
this.
Thank God it didn't hit a cow.
Yeah, thank God. Well, but then
or
if
a
there's,
horse.
Yeah, hang on to the poop, though, because that's going to be running your Toyota in a year. A 13-year-old girl, I actually love this story from Albuquerque. She's making some headlines because she's dressing as a tired mother for Halloween. Jillian is her name. She has 8 siblings. She decided to dress as her mom. She said because her mom's always tired. So she has her costume, has Cheerios in her hair, baby drool on her shirt.
Oh.
She's got a nursing pad tucked into her shirt.
That's pretty funny.
A baby fastened around her leg. And a Starbucks cup in one of her hands.
That's awesome. That actually is very creative.
It's a great costume. All she's missing is a cigarette because that mom's got to be smoking at this point. Yes. Wow. And Jim is his name. He sells hot dogs. Morty, you might like this. Out of the back of a 1982 hearse.
Well, there's a lot of space back there.
Yes. It's called Hellacious Hot Dogs.
Hellacious.
Yes. He said that's the thing. People see it, and they want to know what's going on in the hearse, you know, when I pop the back up.
Yeah, get a weenie.
It's unreal how it works, but it works. I'm pretty popular, he says. It's the food, though, really. The hearse attracts their attention. Then they find out the weenies, they're great. It's a head turner, he says. When I'm not on the road with it using it as a food truck, I use it for storage. Okay. All right. Okay, good.
Do we even ask?
Okay, I don't need to know there, Jim Belcher. It is Monday.
Ma'am, how are you?
You never know what's going to happen. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
As we do every morning, we like to end the show with a good news story. Everyone deals with death in a different way. And Chastity Patterson is her name. She lives in Arkansas. Her father died 4 years ago, and she's still been texting his number. She texts his number every night as a way to cope with his death. And on Friday, she texted, "Hey, Dad, it's me again. Tomorrow's going to be a tough day. It's been 4 years since I lost you, and not a day goes by that I don't miss you. Just wanted to say I love you. and I really, really miss you. She has written before. She graduated from college. Wish you were here for that. Well, the other night when she sent that text, she got a text back from a guy named Brad. He was given her father's phone number several years ago. He also lost his daughter right around the same time 4 years ago that she lost her dad.
Wow.
And he said, "Hi, Chastity, I'm not your father, but I've been getting all your messages for the past 4 years.
Ooh.
I'm sorry you lost someone so close to you, but I've listened to you over the years and your messages have kept me alive." He called her his angel, adding, "I wish my daughter would have had the chance to become the woman that you've become." So she said that, in turn, was her angel. And she feels now I can go on. For some reason, I got that. Maybe my dad prompted him. I don't know. But yes, I know it's kind of weird, but I don't know. It's just very sweet. It's very sweet. So, yeah. I know.
You text and keep texting a number that you think, well.
Yeah. Just
and
because.
Then to have that happen.
I know.
And I know there's a lot of people out there might say, well, you know, he could be weird or something like that. But
he
as
could
it turns
be,
out.
Apparently she has, you know, looked into it and it's very legit. And he's had just as hard a time losing his daughter as obviously she did losing her father.
See, yeah. I don't know about you. And I think you're the same way. I think those things happen for a reason.
I do, too. I do, too.
I don't know what the reason is.
Yeah, I know.
But
I
they
know.
Happen.
Yeah,
and
those kind of things, definitely.
Wow. Well, if you have a feel-good story that you want us to hear, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Well done.
Mm.
All right. Kicking off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon in just a couple of minutes. Sponsored by Insperity for employee benefits and full-service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Recapping the show this morning. Boy, people are dipping everything in chocolate. National Chocolate
Day
today. I
know it.
Because they think it's going to taste better, and come to find out, it doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't.
You find out it's a cockroach or something like that. Yuck.
Yeah.
Cow poop. Car's going to be running on cow poop. That's all we have for you, people. So, you know what? Eat chicken.
Oh, man,
I guess. I don't know what the saying is there. But and Ivy Alvarez, the latest winner, she put some wham in her pocket, so she has $100 and is qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Grab your share of the wham in less than 20 minutes from now. Wendy Rush coming in. She'll have a new code word for you. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Although, we hate to say goodbye. We always have a good time here.
But we've got to, Mike.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, so have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and, of course, be kind to each other, okay?
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.